face theatre. As if by force of habit, the dance begins. The show takes flight, and the shadow boxing commences. We wake, and soon we make the faces we make to face the faces we face. We give them personalities and stories to tell. We teach them to disguise unease with relative ease and to camouflage disdain with smirks. We assign them behaviors that can lie honestly. We decorate them with strong pretenses, erect bold defenses, and paper over cracks and empty spaces. We dress their expressions in finely tailored suits of pantomime. They become those street performers we used to avoid. Now, like us, they are actors, playing staged roles they were born to play well. It's a slow tango of sparring boxes, a dance with schizophrenic precision. In time, we slowly lose track of the many faces we forge to face the faces we face, especially those we make to replace the faces we hide from the world. But does it really matter in the end if we are already them and they us? Those faceless characters we create but can no longer distinguish. Which are the real faces, the genuine fakes we embrace on this grand stage, this kabuki theater of faces? Perhaps there is always time to slow down, recalibrate, to find bits of our disoriented selves even among the faces we give faces to face the faces we face.